Hello.
Hi there.
Hey.
Welcome to episode 40. Come get your podcast. We are ever so closer to receiving our Social Security benefits.
Dustin doesn't already get his?
As a podcast.
Oh, got you.
I'm your host, Adam.
I'm Dustin.
And I'm Chris, and it's good to be back.
Hey, man, welcome back.
We missed you.
Yeah, this is way better than it was, what I was doing. So, yeah, I'm grateful to be back.
Works back up to...
It's God's plan.
Working?
What?
That's what Drake said. He's right.
Yeah.
God's plan.
I was laughing that because Chris sent that snap of his top Spotify play, like, songs of the year, and God's plan was on there.
It is.
I got screwed over for that.
Why?
Spotify ran a deal where, like, if you did, like, a family thing, I don't think it costed at the time of the deal. It was, like, around Black Friday time. Like, around the time of the deal, it wouldn't cost you anything extra, but you could both have, or, like, you could have two or three people on a family plan with premium, and they'd also send you a Google Home Assistant.
Mm.
So Misty did that. So I have my own person. Like, we shared an account, which I feel like I used much more than her. And now I have my own account, and it happened right before the Spotify stuff, like, sent out there. Here's your yearly playlist. So now I don't have one. So can I have one of yours?
Yeah, I don't know which one you want, but
I just want God's sure. plan.
I mean, my music is so varied, you know. So, like, somebody was like, your top artists are Drake, Eminem, Queen, Beatles, and Blink-182. And I'm like,
it's pretty good.
What's up?
It's a well-rounded individual.
What's going on? What you got?
In my opinion.
Well, and then I jokingly had played the Will You Be There by Michael Jackson so many times that it is on my top list
in 2018. the very first song that I played on my new account was the Trollololo song for a Snapchat I recorded for Paco.
So that was on your top. So
that's a strong start. I don't know. I didn't get one because I haven't been active long enough on it to, like, have it have a profile of me.
I don't think I never even got one of those either. But you
gotta look, though. I think there's a website you have to go to, and
okay.
I wonder if it'll have something statistics. Now. Let's find this out live on air.
I had 31 hours of Beatles streaming this year.
I just know I switched from Apple Music to Spotify at some point this year. So
good job.
Yeah.
Where do I even find this?
I think it's like kind of like 2018 Wrapped or something on Spotify. But yeah, my yearly subscription is probably gonna, I think, ends after this month, because usually they do like a yearly, like, premium deal.
Yeah, they had that a few weeks ago, I think, or a month ago. They had a Spotify deal.
Damn,
I missed it.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes they have New Year's deal, because they've had, like, Christmas or New Year's deals last year and the year before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the one I have now is that you got a year premium for $100, which it's usually $10 a month. Mm-hmm. So that was 2 months free, and I was like, hell yeah,
$20.
I'll jump on that. And the year before that, it was like, try premium Spotify premium, get your first 3 months free. And that introduced me to Spotify, really, because I never had used it. And I have been in love ever since.
See, like, me using Apple Music, it's the same price a month, regardless. So there's really no difference there. I just know while we were gaming, at times people would link their playlist to Discord and I couldn't access it. Or play my Apple Music through my PS4 while I was gaming, and eventually I just made the switch, and I'm happy about it.
Yeah, I don't have a end of the year playlist because I haven't been active long enough.
Damn, I'm sorry, man.
It's okay.
I just next year. Well, could you just use Misty's account, her email, then, and then
I could look it to see what hers is, but that requires effort on my part.
That's true.
That requires more steps to this, Chris.
In all, and... in complete and clear transparency, I'm a lazy fuck.
Hey man, it's Sunday morning.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah.
You know, appreciate you. Been a member since like 2001.
Oh no, I'm a veteran.
Yeah, I like to just call it the old working smarter, not harder. Even though it just means I'm not going to do as much.
Working smarter, not harder, is a nice way to say I'm a total lazy piece of shit.
Yeah,
there's your shower thought for the day.
What?
There you go.
There was some meme I had seen on Reddit that was like, it was like, coworker who gets paid the same amount, tell me what to do, learn your role. And someone's like, well, why I agree with the sentiment, the person that says to learn your role is probably the laziest piece of shit ever.
Yeah, usually.
And see, the usual thing is if someone's like you're a lazy piece of shit, or you're like, whatever, everyone's like me, like, no, I'm not. I work real hard. And you know, like, you gotta lean into it, accept your role.
Yeah.
It makes it so much easier. I'm like, yeah, so what? Okay. And then that's how you take the power from them.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, you're right. Just...
Yeah.
So that's what you've been up to?
Well, no, I mean, I was doing a lot of work and stuff, and I have the 20th through the 31st of December off. Mm-hmm. So it's great. That's one of those, you know, kind of benefits that you could have, honestly. I feel kind of blessed in that way to be able to do it. I work really hard at my job, and my boss is great to allow me to do that. So
I have a nice 5-day vacation at the end of the month, but
yeah,
I don't think
Chris, I'm close to what you got, but I opted to work the 27th and 28th. Granted, those are going to be from home, but about the same. And then I don't come back till the 3rd.
And then you're just on Skype. So
yep. I could do it from my house. That's fine. It'd be nice.
I have 9 days left before vacation.
You're almost there, man.
You can make it. You can make it.
And there's 2 days off in between there, right?
No, I have 1 day. I mean, unless you count a weekend, then yes.
I
only have Christmas Day off.
That's still a little nice break, though. You know, 1 day. Reset button.
I mean, it'd be nicer if it was on a Wednesday, I guess, but for some reason, going to work for 1 day on Christmas Eve, having a day off, then having to go back the next day. I mean, not that I'm going anywhere, but, you know.
Still, it's kind of weird.
It's just like, ugh. Oh, well. What you gonna do?
Work. You do your job.
Traditionally, that is what I'll do.
You fake quit your job.
I could fake quit my job. That would actually worry a couple people.
It probably would. Like, oh god.
Usually no, 2 weeks.
Kidding. But I would like Christmas Eve off, I'm just saying.
No, I mean, other than that, you know, work, that was, that's why I was gone last podcast, because we had some issues. They've since, hopefully, been resolved. We won't have that again, but who knows?
I mean, you were here at times last episode.
I mean, I made sure, like, when I was at work, that I gave you guys a tweet, and then I gave my love in our Google Doc.
Spoiler alert for this episode, you gave us another tweet last night, and that actually had me thinking that you weren't going to be here today for some reason.
Oh, shit. All right, well, I got to go bye.
You fake fired me.
Yeah.
Not because, you know... stress of work and how busy it was, and the fact that you know, Ultimate Alliance got announced during the Game Awards, which is a Switch exclusive.
Is it exclusive?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It prompted me to purchase a Switch.
Yeah.
Welcome to the club, sir.
So I got a Switch. I have Mario Odyssey, Zelda, and some sweet Smash Brothers.
Quick sidebar, you and I talked about this yesterday, but you are looking for other good Switch games, at which I couldn't help you too much. So, if anybody out there has got some good Switch games that are like a little low key, send them our way.
Yes, please.
Yeah, so I downloaded the demo to Katamari. Mm-hmm. I haven't played it yet, but I downloaded Sega's got these like classic versions of like Sega Ages is what they're called. And one of them that I saw was for Phantasy Star on the Master System, which is nostalgia for me. I remember watching my dad play that when I was a kid. And I bought that and I played it. And I think I told you guys this yesterday, but I got very far, got to the end, or like the second to last bosses. I killed him with one person alive, and I didn't have a certain magic or item that would help me transfer out. Or did I have enough magic power to transfer out? So I was stuck. So I have to start from my second save point, which is like before all that mess.
Don't you miss the how hard games were.
Yep. Nostalgia. Well, at least you had to practice at it, right? So.
Yep.
Trial run.
Well, the good thing, too, is that they kind of like buffed it in a way that they call it a Sega Ages mode where enemies aren't as hard. They give you more XP like and me. Like money. I mean, give me a second. We could change that.
Mm.
So I'm having a good time with the Switch.
It's a pretty fun system. I mean, I got myself Smash Brothers yesterday. Well, eventually, which I'll get into momentarily. But I do have the full game of Katamari, and that's just a really good shut your brain off stuff game. You just roll around and pick stuff up and try to make a star for your space dad. That's it.
The guy that looks like has like a wheel on his face or something.
Yep, that dude. Which I'm pretty sure he's in Smash somewhere.
Oh yeah,
it's a spirit or something.
And just a little like sidebar: why you couldn't download Smash is why I probably won't buy stuff off of Wish.
Mm-hmm. I have a micro SD card that we got from Wish. It's 500 gigs, so it was like $5 or something stupid like that, which is a great deal because actual disc cost of 500 gig micro SD card is probably about $200. And yeah, my Switch wouldn't recognize it yesterday when I tried to install Smash. Two times. Third time it worked. But it fully downloaded the entire game twice, and then in the last minute it was like, oh, error. You can't use it. So you have to re-download it, all of it, from the beginning. So it took me about 4 hours to download Smash yesterday. But I finally did it. After having to reformat my fucking SD card, so I lost my Breath of the Wild save.
No.
Whatever. That game's fun, so I don't mind starting from the total beginning. I wasn't super, super far into it. I was two of the Shadow of the Colossus beasts down, so. That's what they are. Come on.
You're not wrong.
But I did get Smash on there, so it's good. That game's fun.
I was going to say, how has that been? I know Katie's a big fan of it, and I'm still on the fence about... I mean, if we own it, I could give it a shot, but I'm not open, necessarily too...
Open your mind and change your ways, old man.
Hey, man. You know, it's like I think we were talking about this yesterday. I feel like... I mean, I haven't played it in a long time, right? Mm-hmm. So... And I think the only times I've ever played it were against people who play it all the time and would just kick the shit out of me. So that's not too fun for somebody who doesn't ever play it.
We kind of got into this yesterday, and that's what kind of started maybe shifting your perspective a little bit. I haven't played Smash Brothers since the Nintendo 64 version. And like a lot of games with the Switch, with like the old... standard Zelda, Mario, Odyssey, like their mascots more or less. Something about it when I watch the trailers for this stuff is like scratching something in the back of my brain that makes me feel nostalgic for it, I guess, more or less. But something looks different than how like the other Smashes were, like Melee or Brawl, because I tried those out and I hated it. And I think it was mainly due to the GameCube controller, which I know is a sin in the Smash Brothers community because that's the best controller for some reason. And something about this one I don't know. It looked fun, and I tried it. I mean, finally trying it out yesterday, I can say yes, it was a great time. It was Misty and I and our friend Miranda playing three-player stock matches for a few hours, and it was a blast. And it was pretty evenly spread because I haven't played... I mean, I haven't played Smash in a long time, but I don't think that's a major part of it. Like, anybody can do anything. So, unlocking characters is fun. Like, I don't know, just the completionist side of me likes doing that. And then there's a whole story mode / Final Fantasy Tactics RPG style.
So with the previous Smash Brothers games, was there ever like a single player quote unquote campaign mode?
Kind of, but it was more like your typical fighting.
I mean,
was it similar to like there technically was in Smash 64 as well.
Because like I'm always thinking of like back in the day when I was playing, I don't know, Mortal Kombat on the PS2 or PS1 or something, and it's like there's quote unquote a campaign, but really you're just picking a character and moving your way up the, you know,
ladder. And that's like what it is.
Yeah, okay.
Not the adventure mode. I'm talking about like they have the classic mode, and that's just essentially what that is. Mm-hmm. You know.
But I mean, like in the 64 version, it's like you pick a character to run through a gauntlet, more or less, climb the ladder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can unlock new characters. And I mean, in this version, there are I think every single mode that's on the game, you can unlock characters with.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's actually its own specific mode to unlock characters you haven't unlocked with or unlocked yet. And then there's the adventure mode, which I mean, I got to the first boss, quote unquote. So I think you've probably played a little bit more, Chris. You want to talk about it?
Well, the adventure mode, I don't know how far I've actually gotten. I got to like where you pick a character. Like, you can go one of three ways, like a fork in the road.
Okay.
And I just got just a little bit past there, so I'm not too far in it. I played a lot more of the classic mode, because I didn't even know there was that adventure mode until Carlos showed me yesterday.
Gotcha. Okay.
So
is this adventure mode, is that like the RPG?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So basically, it's like, I'd say it's the true, quote-unquote, true story mode of the game, because there's a giant battle, like there's a whole probably 3-minute, 4-minute cutscene at the beginning.
Okay.
That sets up what happens, and it's basically like, you know, the Master Hand from 64, and all the, I'm assuming the other games as well. But like,
I do. I don't know if Dustin
like knows. The giant glove.
I know the giant glove. Yeah, yeah. I've seen references to it.
That's Master Hand. It's like the boss of Mario, or yeah, Smash 64. It's like the big bad boss, I should say, and. A bunch of them attack all the Smash characters, and then like somehow rip their souls out and make copies of them and stuff like that. So there's like evil NECA Smash fighters.
Okay.
And somehow Kirby is the only one who survives this, and you start as Kirby, and you just basically once the gameplay starts, like the overworld, there's like an overworld map that you can run through and stuff like that to different checkpoints. And you have different battles with different fighters. And then, like, every few stages or so, there's, like, a boss battle where you, if you defeat them, you also now have the ability to use that fighter as well to move on with. And so you can switch between your main fighters. And then there's these things called spirits, which are basically assists that you can have with you. And sometimes they'll be in battle, and sometimes they'll have their own little special powers that you can use in battle, which is where like the RPG elements come in.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
And so like you unlock one assist spirit at the beginning when you start up the game. And then I've unlocked a couple others. Like I have the first one I got was a heavy lobster. I don't know if that's standard or if it's random.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's all right.
That popped up last night, and we were all like, "What the fuck is this?" And then I unlocked the Pokemon Eevee, like, because I fought against somebody.
I think that's the standard. Okay. Eevee is the standard one.
I wasn't sure if it was random or if it was set, so.
So I think I had, like, a little bit of some room on that, because I played a lot more of the classic mode, which is how 64 and, like, Melee were. So I had a ton of spirits, or assists, I should say. And I guess there's, like, that RP element in there as well, that I had, like, a powerful, like, assist. Like, his power level was higher than the person I was fighting, but they're like, this match type will not work well against this one. Do you want to switch? I was like, oh, so the person I'm going to is stronger against my assist because of his element type or something.
Yeah.
So I switched it, and that worked. So, I mean, that's kind of, you have to switch it up. Like, you essentially can't use the same one throughout the whole thing.
Some assists will actually, like, physically aid you on the battlefield. Others will, like, make your grab throws stronger, or, like, you can jump higher, stuff like it. All of them have different attributes to them.
Okay.
And some spirits have their own support spirits, like minor versions that you can attach on, and, like, primary assist spirits have different amounts of slots that you can attach support spirits. And there's, like, 124, 125 of these things in the game that you have to unlock.
Jesus.
So you can mix and match, and, like, those also get accounted to when you play online against people in matchmaking. It's nuts, man. There's so much there.
Okay.
But the cool thing, too, is, like, let's say we have a get-together at Clark's house, for instance. Like, they added a tournament mode, which is awesome. Like, so you can have, if we have, like, 10 people, it's like, let's do a tournament. Yeah, so you can have, like, you can set up the brackets, and then whoever wins, you know, wins. You know, before you'd have to always do that manually.
Yeah, so, like, I was going to say, that's what people used to do back in the day. You just, like, wrote it all down and then did exhibition matches against each other.
Now it's just
so as small as it is, it's just a cool little add-on, you know, because I know that's how I used to play, like, 64 with my buds back in the day.
So, and I think you can have 8+ people playing at once.
Oh, man, you can go crazy, I think.
So, like,
somebody
can get crazy huge battles.
Somebody did, I saw this on Reddit, they did an 8-person battle, and each character was ice climbers. So there was just chaos everywhere.
That's insane. Yeah, dude, and there's so many, like, primary fighters you have to unlock, but, like, so just to have, like, the battle roster is gigantic. Mm-hmm. And they all do different stuff.
That's why I did classic mode, because classic mode, it's not long, I feel, because it's like a six fight ladder, essentially, and you fight the master hand at the end, usually.
Gotcha.
And after each time, you get the challenge, like, a new character to fight. And you don't just unlock that character, you have it now. Like, you have to fight it and beat it.
So, what I did yesterday was we played in the Smash mode, so we could have 3-person local stuff. And so, we'd fight each other, and then, it wasn't every time, but after the battle was over, whoever won, sometimes a challenger would appear, and whoever won would have to face against the computer, and if you beat them, you unlock that character to use.
So really? every time you won, because I'm assuming you probably won most of them.
No, it was pretty even, actually.
Really?
Yeah. So, it was like, I mean, the roster is very small initially. It's like 6 to 8, I think.
Okay.
But, like, I now have 10+ people unlocked, so.
My buddy at work said there's, like, you can get around that by, you start the game up, you do the smash, you're guaranteed a new challenger every time, and then you just quit the game completely and do it again. And it's just, you can keep doing it that way. And eventually you get all the rosters. And I'm like, all the characters, I'm like, yeah, I'll just have fun if while doing it, I think.
Cheating little bitch. Just kidding. I mean, it wasn't every time for us. Like, it was probably out of 10 times, 8 to 9, you'd probably have somebody that would show up as a challenger. And it gets increasingly more difficult. So, like, it's not a guaranteed thing.
So there's a character, Little Mac, that's in there. I don't know if you fought him or not.
I haven't seen him yet.
So he's the boxer from Punch-Out.
Right.
And he was just... I had to face him 9 times before I could beat him. He just kept kicking my ass. So, because the cool thing is, though, is, like, every once in a while, if you fight a challenger that you couldn't beat, if you go into the games and more, at the bottom right, there's, like, a challenger gate.
Yep. It's its own mode.
So, yeah, so I thought that was kind of cool.
I liked it. And then, like, I don't know. It's a fun time. Like, I can sink my teeth into that for a while, and Misty and I can both sink our teeth into it for a while.
Okay.
It's fun.
It might be something. I mean, I know Katie's going to get it, so it might be one of these things where maybe I just try it out on my own, even facing off against the computer, just because, like, I couldn't tell you what the controls are, what the buttons. I don't know what the fighting styles are like.
But it's...
I've just, you know, it's been so long since I played it. Like, I have any experience with it.
It'll be way easier with, like, the Pro Controller or, like, the...
Okay.
Or the little... if you put both Joy-Cons on that little controller that comes with the Switch.
Sure, yeah.
But we were just playing with it with a single Joy-Con horizontally, the three of us. Sure. And, I mean, it's there's two buttons that jump, and then the other two buttons do different attacks. And then depending on how you move the stick and stuff, and when you press the buttons, they all do
different things. Yeah. Okay.
Other than that, like jumping and shit like that is the exact same as 64 and probably has, and probably the whole series, I'm assuming.
Smash is just fun. You know, it's just good fun.
Yeah. It's very straightforward this time around. I mean, there's a lot there that, from the previous entries that I have zero idea about, like Final Smash Orbs, had no idea what those were.
Oh, yeah, those got introduced in Brawl, so Final Smash Orbs, you get them, and it does this, like, a crazy super move.
Basically.
But apparently they added a new one. I think I saw that, like, it's, at least that I've encountered in Classic, where it's not a Final Smash Orb.
It's a meter you build, right?
I didn't see that.
There's a meter below your name, or your character icon.
But it was, like, it introduced this, like, big ass, like, X across the map that if you went into it, it damaged everything.
I'm like, oh well, gotcha. Okay. I see. That could have just been a stage thing, too.
Yeah, maybe.
There's all, like, most of the stages have some kind of weird craziness that happens at some point during the match where, like, if you get tagged by it, like, it'll hurt depending what stage you're on. Like, what was the name of the level? I don't know. It's a certain part from Metal Gear Solid 1. I think it was when you're running up the tower, like the guard chase scene. That's a stage that you play. Oh. And then every so often, if an event trigger can happen and the wall behind you gets smashed down, and it was Metal Gear Rex and Metal Gear Ray.
Oh, yeah, that's occasions. That's the outside of... That's from Metal Gear Solid 1, but that's, like, the... After the opening scene, when you go up the elevator, that's, like...
Was it the elevator?
Yeah, it's, like, right after the first elevator you go up when he, like, in Metal Gear Solid 1. I'm a nerd. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I was like, man, I'm trying to remember this. I haven't played the first Metal Gear in so long.
I just, like, I was... I drank a lot. I made a large... container of mulled wine last night that I drank from pretty heavily, so I wasn't exactly sure where it was coming from.
How'd that turn out?
Oh, so good.
Was it good?
Yeah. And it's like, I now have everything I need to make it again. I just need a bottle of red wine every time, so it's really easy to make.
Fuck yeah.
And there's one level in Smash, which is Donkey Kong, where there's the original one, underneath, right? There is that too. But there's, like, you're on, like, these wooden platforms, and underneath is a flowing river where if you get into it, it, like, try to swim, like, it, like, pushes you upstream.
The original, the 64 level?
Maybe. I didn't really play Donkey Kong 64, so.
No, the Smash 64. The Donkey Kong level.
I don't remember that one. I don't think then. Oh. But, anyway, if I get in that water, I have a hard time getting out, so I've died numerous times to that fucking level.
There is one level also, and I think it's from Earthbound, but I honestly have no idea. But it's like 8-bit graphics, and then if you touch the water that's in the center of the level, like a Loch Ness monster type thing comes out and drags you down and kills you.
Holy shit.
What the fuck is this game?
I don't know, dude. So insane. It's so much fun.
There's one level from WarioWare where you're in a kid's bedroom. that the kid's supposed to be asleep and the mom is outside walking.
Oh, I've seen Hello.
And the mom will walk, look through the window, and her eyes are beams. And if you get in the light, she'll freak out.
Yeah.
And you get and shit will just happen. Yeah. It's nuts.
And then there's a whole level that's the it's from Wii Fit Trainer, and it's like a yoga studio.
Are you serious?
Yep. Man. Yep. Like it's all right. Stupid fun.
All right.
Hashtag you know? Just all smash right. things, man.
And then I'm really interested in trying out the local co-op to see, or not co-op, the local play, because I want to see how well that works. Because if it's like anything else, I'm sure it'll be pretty seamless. Although it has had its problems since its release earlier last week. Online play is very laggy at the moment. I know they've already really? Released a patch once. Okay. I don't know. I haven't seen if it's resolved those issues or not yet. But to their credit, they seem to be being diligent about it and wanting to get it locked down. So,
yeah, I feel like that'd be pretty important to them.
I would imagine
in that community, yeah. You know, it's probably one of their top priorities.
Considering it's probably going to be the fighting game for the next 5 years, that is like the main thing at events like Evo and stuff like other big fighting game tournaments. I'm sure they'll want to do it right.
Yeah
But yeah, man, it's, you should try it out. Come over today after the Bears game if you want to, that's fine.
Color me intrigued right now about fucking kids rooms and shit. I'm all right. That's
It's just Smash, man. It's just bonkers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I can get behind that.
And it's just, it's, besides all the, and not the bonkerness, it's just like, it is a good fighting game as well.
It's, okay. And it's pretty easy to, I mean, it's nuanced for sure, but the basic stuff is there. It just depends. It's like, you know, a down, pressing down on the stick and A or B or whatever will do different things for, depending on the character. Like, for Fox, I know it brings up a shield that repulses people back a little bit. And I know for Link, it brings out the Breath of the Wild blue bombs. So, you know.
It's like a typical Blizzard, like, type of fashion where it's easy to learn, but it's difficult to master.
To master. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And also, I'm pretty sure Waluigi's actually in the game.
I hope so. That'd be really? So sweet. I haven't like seen anything.
I haven't seen anything either. But I fought against him. Maybe it was an assist. Now that I think about it.
Yeah, I think he's an assist in the game.
I forgot about that. Shit.
That'd be a pretty big troll to have all this shit that he's not in the game.
And he popped up.
Just show up.
Yeah, he popped up at one point, and I thought, like, I don't know. I guess it was just an assist thing. So, but you can be you can change your costumes like you always have. And one of them for Mario is the Waluigi colors. And I think that's just an extra fuck you.
Wah.
But yeah, it's a fun game. I'm enjoying it a lot, immensely already. So I'm looking forward to getting to know it a little better.
Mm-hmm.
What else have come out this past week?
I don't even think it's like come out this past week, but I know we've been playing a lot more Blackout lately.
Yeah.
We play a lot of Blackout there, and they did release an update for it. The, Absolute Zero update.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
New specialist, a couple new maps,
new weapons.
New weapons, new zombies map, and some much needed updates to Blackout. You can now repair your armor, which is huge.
That's fantastic.
Need some
that's
tweaking.
An awesome update.
Need some tweaking, but it's definitely a step in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
I don't they completely redid their their Fortnite style reward tier system that we talked about when that first came out. It was a little much in its original state, where it had 200 levels, which is insane to grind.
Yes.
Because you can do it for free. Like, you can get everything for free, or you can pay real money to unlock levels with their COD dollary dues or whatever. And it's roughly 45 minutes to unlock a level. So times that by 200, and that's just a time sink.
Yeah.
And also, a lot of the rewards weren't that worth it for the first time. This time around, it's only 100 levels, and there is some cool stuff in there.
Yeah, I've already seen some cool emotes.
Cosmetically, there's cool emotes. A lot of the costume, like, there's some towards the middle of the tiers, there's a fucking badass knight skin for I think it's Recon.
And really?
Yeah, you look like a medieval knight. It's really cool.
All right, well, fuck, man. Now I really want to get that.
And you can also unlock, there's, I think, in total, there's 3 new weapons. One of them's a melee weapon, so I don't know how much you want to count that, but you can unlock the guns, the new guns that way. So, I don't know. I still don't like it, but it's definitely a lot better than it used to be. So, kudos to Treyarch there. And, yeah, in general, just, I don't know, like, Blackout is... consumed me.
It's just a great time.
But yeah, it's they're winterizing the map too. Oh, sorry to interrupt.
No, that's what I was gonna say, the same exact thing. I like that the season's changing. They're bringing winter into the map. The bit that I've played since the update, I've really enjoyed it. I haven't tried out the multiplayer at all since the update. I've only played Blackout. I haven't done any zombies or anything, so
I can get into a little bit of the multiplayer because I played 10, 20 matches or something like that.
Yeah, and you were saying the new specialist is pretty OP. It's
right now, in multiplayer. Her name's Zero. She's from Russia. She's a hacker. And her R1 ability is it's an EMP grenade, more or less. Okay. Can disrupt on-the-ground score streaks and HUDs of any enemies who are around. Her main ability, her super... is she basically hacks the enemy team, which takes a little bit of time. It's not just a insta thing. Basically, you bring up... she has a wrist, like, NVIDIA shield mounted on her armor, more or less, okay. With a screen that pops up and a keyboard, and she's, like, typing it, and, like, it takes probably 10, 15 seconds to hack the whole enemy team. And what she does, the entire enemy team's HUD disappears, or is scrambled, so you don't have a mini-map. Or reticles on your red dot, stuff like that. And then you can't use any score streaks that you have earned or earn during that time. And sometimes, depending on if you have stuff, if you have score streaks like waiting to be used, she can just take those and use them against you.
See, I think that's the part that I don't like.
I'm fine with that, but it lasts about 30 seconds.
Too long.
In general.
I feel like scrambling the HUD, that's cool. The red dot, all that stuff.
Because that was in previous games. Like,
yeah. And then like preventing score streaks. Like that's okay. Fine. Sure. That's fine. Yeah, I don't know about stealing them, I guess.
It's only one or two. And I mean, usually okay. They're lower level stuff because it's hard to get. It's really hard to get high score streaks in this game.
Yes, it is.
And
as somebody who doesn't get score streaks because I'm bad at multiplayer, fuck that.
So this is where it's bad. It's 30. It's a roughly 30 seconds, which is a little too long.
Yeah,
but you can have. It's usually a team of six on a team, or one team is six people. I'm losing my voice. What the hell? Excuse me. I didn't do it. I guess I did talk a lot yesterday, didn't I?
You did.
So anyway, it's team of six, and you can have basically two of the same specialist going at the same time. So two, because she's new, you usually have two people on the enemy team who are running her, and which means you can have a whole minute where you can't use your score streaks at all. Or anything, basically. Any equipment, anything. Like, can't use your special, can't use your R1 ability, nothing.
And if you do have score streaks, they could be getting stolen.
Right. So,
yeah.
It's a minute, and that is...
That's a long time.
Most matches are 6 to 10 minutes, so yeah. that can really just fuck you over.
Yeah, you get hit with a minute of that match is going to go 5-6 minutes and you're going to lose.
It's hard. It's not impossible, but it's hard.
Sure.
So they need a fine tuner, which I'm sure they will.
Yeah, that's fine.
They are knocking it out of the park with like tuning stuff this year.
Mm-hmm. They're all on top of it.
I mean, we all remember Modern Warfare 2 if we played that game.
Yeah.
And how unbalanced some yes. stuff was that never got patched.
So. Still, it was still fun, but yeah.
I had a blast in that game.
Yeah, you just knew where the problems were. Mm-hmm. So,
but yeah, overall, pretty good update. I need to, like, I finally got to play the variants of a couple of the maps that came with launch for multiplayer. Sure. So they have Firing Range. Now there's a variant where it's at night, and that's pretty cool.
At Firing Range?
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
That came out a couple weeks ago, and that's okay. You don't need the season pass for that or anything like that. Just to do that? Came with.
Sure.
And then the seaside level, you know, how it's there's a big church in the middle with a tank in it.
Yeah.
That has a variant where it's at sunset, and that looks pretty.
Okay.
And then I haven't played any of the new maps yet. And then we get a new Zombies DLC with some...
celebrities.
I'll say A-list celebrities.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Mr. Punished Venom Snake himself, Kiefer Sutherland, is in here. Yeah. You have...
Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah, who I adore. She's yeah. one of my favorite actresses. Because she's just good at whatever she does and goes full into it.
She really does.
And then the ones that made me go weird flex, but okay, is you have Charles Dance, who is Tywin Lannister.
Yeah, that was...
From Game of Thrones.
You said that yesterday, and I was like, that's a real weird choice, but I really like it.
And possibly the strangest one is Brian Blessed.
Yeah. Also very interesting.
Who my favorite role he's ever done is God, what's his face? I can't remember his name. He's King something from Phantom Menace. The King Gungan.
Jabu Jabu.
Yeah, basically yeah, Jabu Jabu.
Yeah. It's that's
Boss fantastic. Nass, that's his name.
There you go.
I did that without looking it up.
Jabu Jabu.
Yeah, it's basically Jabu Jabu from Ocarina.
Yeah, essentially.
Between him and Charles Dance, like, that's one that obviously I was like, okay, I guess. Like, I'm a big fan, so that's cool, but... Oh, that's right. He's Prince Vulton from Flash Gordon from 1980. He's the guy with the real weird eyebrows and goatee.
Was he really?
He's the main bad guy from Flash Gordon. Yeah. Look it up.
Wow.
But yeah, I was looking into his IMDb page when it got announced that he was going to be in this DLC. He does a lot of voice work. So, like, it's up his alley. Like, he's been in Peppa Pig.
Like, yeah.
He's a main character from that. He's done a few episodes like The Amazing World of Gumball. What else has he done? Lego. He was in Lego Dimensions, so he's in some Lego games. I'm assuming he's in the Lego Star Wars games for Boss Nass, but
I would also just like to call out, even though I haven't really played Ocarina of Time, the fact that I know who Jabu Jabu is. Mm-hmm. I'm quite proud of that.
I'm proud of you.
I'm pretty sure, wasn't it in like one of our very first D&D campaigns with Carlos that we fought inside his belly? Or like he made the...
It was...
Terrain. It was very similar to that. I remember the reference being like, okay.
It was similar to that.
I know what this is.
Yeah. There was something to... It was something to do with that. And then
something similar to that.
He made a character that joined our party for himself. Or was that a separate campaign where he was Pikachu?
I think that was the same one. Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
It was interesting.
Fuck. Excuse me. Yeah, we played D&D yesterday to continue the campaign I've been running. We played for like 4 hours, so that's probably why my voice is leaving me.
You definitely talked the most, for sure. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Excuse me. Oh, that was fun yesterday.
That was a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
I thought Chris and I were going to die, but...
Probably should have.
I was gonna welcome it.
I was prepared to die, if it helps.
I wasn't, but I was gonna let it happen. If
you
it did,
you wouldn't have died. You would have gone. You should have been unconscious for sure.
Yeah, you had some unlucky rolls, and I had some.
I got down to 4 HP, man.
You're down to 3.
Oh, 3. You're down to 3. Like, yeah.
I was straight up laying on the ground, and Clark rolled like shit, and somehow I survived that
by 1.
Yeah, an advantage roll. Yeah.
Oh my god, I was like, that was gonna be the end of me right there. That's
the beauty of it,
at least for a bit.
I'm gonna tease this for the ad break, but Chris had one of my all-time favorite moments from any D&D campaign yesterday that we'll get into after this. Ooh. After this message from our sponsors. As always, our sponsor is Slumberyard Handcrafted, and they are your source for custom wood furniture, woodworks, and sawmill services. From tables to beds, cutting boards to benches, and everything in between, they are here to build your dream. You can visit their website to see their portfolio at slumberyardhandcrafted.com. And there you can see a calendar of upcoming events. And if you have something in mind, you can schedule yourself a free design session. Let's visit them at slumberyardhandcrafted.com. You can also check out their Instagram at slumberyardhandcrafted. You can get some behind-the-scenes sneak peeks and see the projects that they are currently working on. And as mentioned previously, through the end of this year, they are pretty much slated. And if you need anything done, it's going to be sometime in the early 2019, where they're finally going to start taking some... I think they're still taking stuff to do, but it might be a little bit. And they are good friends of ours, so we thank them so much for supporting us, and we like to support them in any ways we can. I ran into Josh yesterday getting a haircut, and he made my haircut start 15 minutes late because he took so long. So just want that to be known to everyone listening. I forgive him, I guess, but
like I said, man, you should have had Tony, shave our logo in the back of his head or something.
There wasn't a good way to approach that without being spotted.
Sure, sure. So. And of course, then, you know, Josh would tell Tony to do the Slumberyard Handcrafted under the back of your head, and then, you know, it's a never-ending...
I'll be a walking billboard.
There you go. It's in the back of your head. You can't see it, so it's fine.
For the all that time I'm out in public during the week.
Yeah. He doesn't need to know that.
No, it's fine. In fact, I do have that logo in the back of my head. You're welcome. But yeah, that's...
Are you wearing a hat?
What? No. Oh. It's on my scalp. I'm getting it.
I have it branded on my butt.
I'm gonna say there's no hair back there. I'm gonna get it filled in with tattoo ink.
There you go.
You're welcome, Slumberyard. We're doing this for you. Visit slumberyardhandcrafted.com and get yourself a nice end table. Thanks, Slumberyard. So to come back to that tease, as we mentioned before, Chris was down to 3 HP in our D&D campaign yesterday, and teetering on the edge of his life, seeing the halls of his forefathers and his vision, along with cartoon ducks and stars, because he got... fucked by the main boss he was fighting against, which for those of you wondering, it was Havel the Rock from Dark Souls. And look him up. Anyway, he has the ability to heal himself and or others by touching them with Lay on Hands. And he did a Lay on Hands on himself, which severely boosted your HP back up to... okay standards.
Yeah, it was 25.
But the best part of it all was the description where he rubbed his dingus in front of everybody.
You gotta do what you gotta do to heal yourself, man.
One of my favorite moments.
It gets the juices flowing.
It literally.
It so, honestly did save your life. So.
It did. I think Carlos is going to draw that moment, so... We're all going to be in for a treat.
He jotted it down in his notebook, so. I mean, when you have an art major in your party.
Yep.
You'd hope so.
That's fantastic. I also just looked up Havel the Rock, And I did not realize that's who we were fighting. So
yeah, boy.
The fact that my character, who's a monk, was just punching and kicking this dude.
Wondering why you're doing half damage.
Yeah. Nah, yeah. Makes total sense. And I don't know why I was so fucking close to this dude.
I mean, you got the kill shot on him, so.
I did. I couldn't leave my boy there by himself.
Yeah, thanks for coming back for me.
Hey, man. We're a team.
Missy and Carlos could give fuck all about that big ass guy.
No, it's because I locked them down.
He did.
No, I know. I know. I'm just saying that.
They were occupied.
I'm trying to play smart. The only thing I forgot about was fucking Katie's moonbeam was a concentration spell.
Well, what's funny is that, like, had I died, the group's fucked.
Yeah.
I swear.
Yeah, no.
Well, since you think you're so important, guess who's dying at the next boss?
It's not that I think I'm important. I just think a lot of
If I die, the group is fucked.
It's what I'm tank.
I'm just messing with you. Don't worry. But. Yeah.
I know you are. But no, everybody else is like weak, you know, like as far as their HP. Like, well, it's not, they don't have high HP.
They just have unlucky rolls too with that.
Yeah, and it's typical, you know, RPG. The tank takes the damage. If you lose the tank, everybody else is going to drop pretty quickly.
Not necessarily. It's rough. If you don't have a tank or lose a tank, like, you have to play real, real smart. So
yeah, you do. So, I mean, if Chris would have gone down, I was about to die. There's nothing I would have been able to do. So I don't have magic or anything. So,
well,
I just kick things and hit them with a stick.
It works, you know?
Hey, man.
So how were the Game Awards for you guys? We're talking about the Game Awards with Jeff Keighley, not the Gamers' Choice Awards, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the first, like, half an hour was cool with you guys, and then...
Then you had to take that call for...
An hour.
And my friend Alex wanted to talk to me for 3 hours, apparently.
There's some... I don't know. I enjoy how far the Game Awards have come.
Yeah.
Because when they started, originally, I think it was before Keighley took over... they were what, in essence, is the Gamers' Choice Awards now. So,
wasn't it like five years ago? 7 years ago? That when it started?
Well, wasn't it used to be like the Spike Video Game Awards?
Yeah, it evolved from the Spike Video Game Awards.
Okay.
Where, you know, they wanted to make gamers be taken seriously and stuff like that. And it was run by Spike, so you know how well that went.
Yep. I mean, I enjoyed it, watching it while we were just kind of talking it over. As it started, I started to worry that Red Dead 2 was just going to win all of the, like, major awards, which it's a great game.
Major award.
It's just like, there's a lot of great games that came out this year that I feel like was just the most recent, so people may have not been thinking about some of these other ones.
I agree with some of them, but like best narrative, I don't know.
I like Spider-Man for that personally.
Spider-Man's narrative was so just
is great.
Great.
Quick. Yeah. Jutting in here, the first one was Jeff Keighley, started 4 years ago.
Was it 4 years ago?
2014.
Yeah. Jeff Keighley, and I coined this during we were talking during the game, is video games Ryan Seacrest.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He really
He's
is.
Just great. I fucking love that guy. Like,
just handsome as hell.
My only issues with the Game Awards were, I mean, intentional or not, the way they managed to troll all of us a little at multiple times, you know, having having the heads of Nintendo, Xbox, and PlayStation all come out at the beginning, and we all think, oh my god, here it comes. Here comes crossplay.
I mean, it's a nice gesture for them to be like,
it is.
All gamers need to be come together and stuff like that. But we were in Discord and while we were watching this, and I don't know who it was, but someone was just like, what if they introduce crossplay? And then we all lost our goddamn minds together.
Yeah. And then they just said, hey, gaming's fun, guys. Let's all get along. Bye. And you're like, motherfucker.
But I think it shows you like each of the heads of Sony, Nintendo, and Xbox, like, are just, they're just awesome dudes. Like, yeah, that
they
know their audience.
I will say
that and everything.
We've, on all three major platforms, like, we, there are like three seemingly pretty good guys up there. Finally, like, before there's usually one or two that had some not so nice people, but genuinely this time around, I feel like they're all in a good spot. I mean,
well, and then later on, we had the Russo brothers show up and we all thought
to present an award.
Yeah, here comes the new Avengers trailer.
Haven't dropped the Infinity War trailer to, or Infinity War 2 trailer yet, which we now know is Endgame. But
Endgame, yeah,
yeah. And they didn't drop it that night, but they did drop it the next morning, like 6 a.m.
Right? Like, what the fuck, guys? Like,
what happened?
I mean, I tweeted about it. I'm pretty sure they read it, so that's why they dropped it.
Oh, that's true.
Hey, man, I appreciate you.
You're welcome, everyone. But yeah, like, it was,
but then I was like,
they came out to present the award, and we're like, oh, you know, it would be a good time to drop the new Avengers trailer is right now, where millions of people are watching. But no,
nope,
we had to wait.
However, I will say there's an opportunity for the Game Awards for closed captioning or something of that, like, say what, like, who the person is and what game they were, because I had it muted the whole time, and I don't know who was talking half the time or what they were introducing sometimes.
I think you could have had captions through YouTube if you had watched through them.
Sure.
Twitch doesn't currently
support closed captions, to my knowledge. Maybe they're working on it, but
yeah, and they didn't really have, you know, like, normal award shows where it's like so and so comes out and it's like it says their name at the bottom.
Yeah, they need to work on their lower thirds.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about. Like those like little things, you know.
So always room for improvement, but overall, good job.
It's great.
A good time, yeah.
The reason we were so upset about, or I was very upset, I mean, I don't want to speak on your guys' behalf, but the creator of Mortal Kombat also presented an award for best sports game. Of, I don't know why.
Was it like racing game?
Sports
too?
And racing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ed Boon came out on stage and he got to interrupt his presentation for an award with the Mortal Kombat 11 teaser trailer. So,
yeah,
by extension, it makes sense that the Russo brothers are presenting an award. Maybe they'll do the same thing.
Yeah. Well, and then they don't present it. They don't like show the new trailer. They leave. And then what was that next game that like, it looked like the arena was being taken over?
Shit.
Do you guys remember that? No, like,
I do. I just can't remember what it was.
And it was like, and that was like, so like they leave, the video board starts going crazy, the lights kind of go down, and you're like, oh my god, here it comes now. And then it was like another fucking game.
There's, yeah, like, some other game.
Man, fuck you guys.
Bluest of balls.
Stop playing with my emotions.
But well, at least we got the next morning.
We did.
We got it. So. We did. You're welcome, everyone. Again, I can't, I'm going to keep saying that.
Hey man, you're the real MVP. Because of me.
The, you know, 2018 was my best year for influencing the Russo brothers.
let's just say I went to sleep that night not expecting to see the trailer in the morning, considering I thought we were going to see it during that time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they got us.
Well, true. And to be, you and know? There's been, oh, there was a, what, a week and a half, 2 weeks of like, hey, that Avengers trailer is coming out soon, right? And like the internet caught on it and just blew the fuck up. So everyone's asking for it every single day. And then we finally got
now
it.
Now the new,
it's here.
Now the one is now like the Spider-Man trailer should be this week.
I hope so. Brazil Comic Con got it last week.
Mm-hmm.
I hear it's good too.
Did they really? Okay.
Yeah. And it's somehow still kept under wraps. Like no one recorded it and posted it on the internet.
I know, dude. I was looking for days after.
I know. It's impressive.
That's impressive. Pro-leak
trailer.
But we do have the Endgame trailer. And
we do.
So good. It's so good. So good.
I love it. I love it.
Dying.
I agree with you.
What?
He's gonna sacrifice himself.
Toy Story's gonna die.
I mean, I've been saying it for two Avengers movies now. Captain America's gonna die. I can't back out of that now. Maybe they'll just both sacrifice themselves. How about that?
I could see it. It's so I just recently watching Infinity War again the other night and getting to that part where Doctor Strange just says we're in the endgame now, and then I never like connected those two with the new Avengers movie being called Endgame.
So I really appreciate until that moment. I really appreciate this. Misty's on the opposite side of the fence, but after Infinity War came out, there was an article posted somewhere, I think it's like Variety or something like that, where someone straight up asked the Russo brothers, was the title for Avengers 4 said anywhere in Infinity War? And they said, nope, there's no dialogue that says that anywhere in the movie. And they straight up lied to everyone.
Jerks.
Misty's sound line of jerks. I want more directors to do that because it keeps stuff under wraps completely. Yeah, right. There's no chance
it's worth it. We also said before the trailer even came out that they could just not release a trailer.
They could.
At all. We'd be like, this is great. Been fine this with is it. Awesome.
Would have been disappointed a little bit, but overall, fine.
That would have been so fucking fantastic.
But then also in Age of Ultron, when they're talking about, they're in Tony Stark's lab, Tony Stark goes, points to the sky. He's like, that's the end game up there.
That's true.
Oh, man.
I mean, you got to wonder if they've had this plan since the beginning for the title.
Oh,
That was Josh Whedon. So, but at the same token, they were working with the Russo brothers already had Winter Soldier out at that point. So,
Yep.
Oh, man. So good.
I'm just saying, and the end of this chapter of the cinematic universe is going to happen, and then we're going to get the Skrulls, and we're going to see what outer space really has.
Secret War.
There's so much.
I mean, it's kind of already happening in Captain Marvel, but I don't know how far into Secret War they're going to get into that movie. Hopefully, a lot. But Secret War is a good storyline from the comics. Highly recommend looking it up.
Absolutely. So, I don't know. It got moved a week ahead too. Mm-hmm. It's now April 26th.
Like last time.
It's gonna be good.
Looking forward to Captain Marvel because I think we're gonna get a lot of answers or helping shape how Endgame is gonna turn out.
Sure.
Or maybe not. Maybe it'll just be the teaser part at the end.
Well, so what I had a theory too, I don't know if I explained it to you guys, but it's not like they in the Endgame trailer they were showing pictures. They had Peter Parker, Siri, Ant-Man, and they're these people
are missing,
are gone.
No, they're missing.
So I was like, wonder what if they were able to identify who was missing based on a gene or something in their blood. That's could pinpoint that, these people are gone. But then Ant-Man survived. So, how the hell did he survive?
Have you not seen Ant-Man in the Wasp? He should have
been gone. I do. That's what I'm saying. Okay. That's what I'm getting at. Gotcha. He should have been decimated. And that's what they called it, by the way.
The decimation. There's a novel out or something that gave it a title.
But
instead of the snapping. What if
he was supposed to be?
The snapping. Yeah. Wow.
If only. That's what Reddit still would call it. In that universe,
that's where I got it from Reddit.
Okay. I'm still curious as to how. I mean, I guess it doesn't matter if he survived in the. I guess spoiler. He's in the quantum
realm
or whatever. Yeah. I mean, he could still technically be one of the people who survived the snap. It doesn't matter what realm he's in. It doesn't
matter where he's at. He technically could have just gotten lucky.
I'm very curious as to how the fuck he got out of there, though.
No, what I was getting at is that he was supposed to have been decimated, but survived, and they're like, how the hell did he survive? He was part of this structure that is supposed to have been decimated based on our algorithms and whatever.
Well, I feel if you're a part of the Avengers, they either microchipped you like a dog or you have a transponder on you somewhere or something like that. Just so you can get everyone, if they need you, you can be called upon. With relative ease.
Somehow.
So, I don't know.
Electronic mail.
I don't know where Siri would have gone. Because she survived. I know that's out there. Some from the Russos or somebody up. Maybe even Feige. I don't know.
Really?
But she's supposed to have survived the decimation. But they can't get a hold of her, I guess. Maybe she's not picking up. Left her phone on silent. I don't know. But yeah.
Or just like Jeff last night and not cared, saw that it was ringing. I was like, I'm good.
Yeah, no, my brother's gone.
I mean, it's, it, I mean, I don't want to like take it to that like speculation on it, but like if you technically kill off half of the population in the world, a lot of the world's infrastructure is just going to come to a grinding halt. So I don't know how.
That's why I'm looking forward to seeing what they're doing. Yeah.
Yeah. So like communication might be an issue.
I feel like that's going to be the first third of the movie is them just dealing and like the world dealing politically, government, like what, like all of it. That's going to be the first third of the movie. Maybe. I don't know.
God, I cannot wait for this fucking movie to come out.
It's closing what will have been 11 years of storytelling.
It's so good.
It's going to be awesome. I hope.
Here's to the next 11.
Yeah, hey, man. Right.
Keep it going. If it's going to be like this, fuck it.
All right. Also, before we get into Tweet Corner, because that's the time we're at now, because we're approaching the Bears-Packers mm-hmm. game, and I know somebody needs to watch it.
Someone doesn't need to watch it. Somebody would like to watch it, you mother.
Yeah, that's I deserve that. After 5 years, Daisy is now in 1.0. I just want to mention that real quick. Oh,
God.
We did it.
Yes.
Well, you know I own it, so I could just.
I started dating my wife when this game was released into alpha.
I think you and I played this game mm-hmm. when it was in alpha.
Yeah.
We both bought it, played it, and then it's probably been.
There's
5 years, there's a 4 years there's a
review there's
it.
A review that came out I think the day it released into 1.0, and someone was like, I graduated from college twice in the time it took from this game to get to alpha to 1.0. It's pretty great, but also apparently it's pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, if you liked it before, like, you'll like it now. So it might be a thing that we'll talk about sometime down the road.
Sure. Eventually.
Yeah. But until then, it's time for Tweet Corner.
Tweet Corner.
First up is.
So first up. Oh, yeah. I got to get back into the swing of things. I'm doing this.
It's like riding a bike, though.
Chris, did you listen? How'd I do last week?
You did well, man. You right. did.
I tried to. You it, did was, well.
I got,
it was.
Big,
well, it was, I got notes. We'll talk
got,
about it.
After shoes to fill. The shoes okay. to fill.
I got sent the preview of that, and I listened to it like 20 times in a row.
there was a loud fuck at the end, and I thought like Dustin pulled that from an old episode of me saying that.
No,
he's like, no. I'm like, oh, okay.
I just threw you saying Tweet Corner again at the end, as it, and that was Chris. That was your goodbye. It fucking made me laugh so hard while I was editing. I just...
It's the little things.
I loved it. Yeah.
Anyway.
So, first tweet comes from, hey, at Myron. You're welcome, guys. You're mm-hmm. welcome. At CGY Podcast, what is the best exclusive fast food condiment? You know, like McDonald's barbecue sauce or Taco Bell's fire sauce, etc. I thought of this because... I had Chick-fil-A sauce next to me, and I was like, huh, I really like this stuff. What's everyone else's thoughts on this? At KittyDoodles8 says that Big Mac sauce all day, hands down. Hashtag Tweet Corner.
I don't care for Big Macs or Big Mac sauce. It's not like I hate it. I just don't really care. So I'm gonna disagree with that. I don't know. I mean, Chick-fil-A sauce is pretty good. I feel like I personally like Taco Bell's like fire sauce. I just like that stuff. Like, I generally would try to keep some of those packets in the house to put on eggs or whatever, you know. It just tastes good to me.
So, I also am not a fan of Big Macs. The sauce is fine.
Yeah.
I hate Chick-fil-A as a restaurant, not because of their political views, but because, and as I've mentioned before on the show, we had a Chick-fil-A in my college commons, and I got sick multiple times from having it. Like, I'd go back, like, oh, maybe it's fine this time. No, fuck that place.
Right. We triggered.
Yeah.
PTSD. I'm sorry.
So I'm sure their honey mustard sauce or Chick-fil-A sauce, which is honey mustard, is fine.
So what you're saying is their political points of view just don't help their
No, it's just compounded upon, you have shitty food, in my opinion. So.
Multiple layers of...
They're fucked no matter what. Sure. And so, but if I'm going to go for honey mustard sauce, I prefer Dairy Queen's, actually.
Ooh.
Or Beefaroo, but that's more of a local thing. But Dairy Queen has, like, it's... They put some of the mustard in there is whole grain mustard, so you have your nice little mustard whole grains in there that just... Delicious.
Oh, wow.
And it's really good. However, in front of me, on my desk, because this is the same desk I use for work, I have Popeye's honey, which, I mean, it's honey, so eh. Popeye's ketchup, it's just ketchup, whatever. But I do have the Diablo sauce from Taco Bell, which I like a lot now. There's a nice fruity element to it, and it kind of punches you in the mouth.
I haven't had much of the Diablo sauce.
It's got like mango or something citrusy in it.
Okay.
It's pretty good. And so that's pretty good. But I will say Whataburger has spicy ketchup.
I've never been
to a Whataburger.
Yeah.
And that shit is pretty damn good. So
Culver's honey mustard.
Ooh, Culver's honey mustard is really good too.
Fuck. Damn.
That's my choice. That's
I'm a honey mustard guy, so...
Me too.
I'm actually going to put Culver's honey mustard at the top with a Whataburger spicy ketchup next.
Where's the closest Whataburger to us?
Texas.
Is it just in the south? It might honestly be
Texas.
Is it really?
I don't know how far outside of there it's gotten, because I don't think like Kentucky or Tennessee has it. I don't think Missouri has it.
How much farther north it actually goes. Wow, I'm kind of curious. I mean, I like ketchup, and I like spicy things, so that seems
it's ketchup right up my alley. Like Tabasco. So I mean, it's not like you can make your own and get very close. I'm sure there's like some garlic powder in there too, but like they did a good job. Whatever recipe they use, and I'm currently googling the northernmost Whataburger.
From what I could tell, it is in Louisiana. Shreveport, Louisiana.
Yeah, so here's all the Whataburger locations. You have Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas. And
that's just up here.
For us, it's either going to be in... Where's the one in Arkansas?
It's like Georgia, maybe?
It's either going to be Arkansas or Oklahoma.
Okay, yeah.
There's one in Rogers, Arkansas. Shout out to Rogers, Arkansas.
No, I think the closest one, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's either that or Tulsa.
Why didn't we stop there on our way through Arkansas?
I didn't ever have it, because when we went down to Austin, you and I, the line was wrapped around the building twice, so we said, fuck it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And then when we drove through Arkansas, it was like,
Two in the morning.
Yeah, it was pretty late.
We found a fucking graveyard at the end of a trailer park.
Thing in nightmares. I'm gonna stick with fire sauce, but honey mustard from Culver's is pretty fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
It's my go-to.
When you get their buffalo tendies and you have that, it's like such a great combo.
I've never done that combo before.
It's pretty damn good.
Great combo. Oof. You're welcome.
All right, I'm gonna try
great
that.
Job.
Anyway. At Myron, great question.
Yeah, good job, Myron. Thank
you.
You
are
so
on
much.
Top of your game, sir. Keep it up. You're going places.
What do we got next?
Next one comes from at KatieDoodles8 at CGY Podcast. If you knew the world was ending tomorrow, how would you spend your last day? Hashtag Tweet Corner. Now, I think I agree with Dustin. I think at one point we did answer something similar to this in the past.
I feel like we did, right?
But I don't know.
I don't remember.
I
didn't go back and look into it, because this is a last minute entry.
It was roughly 2 minutes before we started.
Yeah, yes.
This is a little more existential than I was at the time, especially because this was like 10 in the morning when we started. 10:30, I mean. I'd probably just, you know, fap.
I think I would, I think I would give my, like, tell people that are close to me, like, things I've held
on to. I mean, I, yeah, to, and know? I think that's, like, the true answer there is what you just,
sure,
you
yeah. Do. I would also fap.
But you gotta just fap.
I mean, my joke answer was going to be, I'm going to find the closest Whataburger and fucking get there as fast as I can.
It also depends how the world's ending.
Is sure. it like a moon? Like, is this like Majora's Mask? Yeah, do I know the exact time it's happening? Because I'm going out with a bang. You know what I mean? Like, that is the last fappening right there.
If we're talking about, like, a zombie apocalypse ending or, like, the South is rising again, and they're taking all their Whataburger with them, then there's a farm I'm going to that I know the location of that I will not say on here, that's where you want to be.
Would you tell us this farm outside?
Sure. Okay. I will, actually. But knowing the guy who owns this place, and knowing what's there, that's the place you want to go.
Okay. I mean, you could tell us at when the apocalypse is going on.
I'll keep it safe.
Okay.
I mean, obviously that's, you know, that does play into how we do this. I mean, yeah, all the serious answer is, yeah, doing a lot of, like what Chris said.
Masturbating.
Spending time. While telling the people, you know,
I mean, you can multitask
forever. You're going to have to. You got limited time, so.
And maybe they'll help you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know. True friends there, right there.
Nothing brings a family closer.
Yeah, I mean, the serious answer is anything that, you know, that you... it wouldn't be anything like bucket list shit. If that's what it's going to be, it would just be like anything that keeps me relaxed and happy for my last remaining hours or whatever.
Fapping.
Fapping.
Keeps me happy.
And if, and if those around me don't like me doing it, well...
Don't look at me.
I mean, it's not going to be my problem for...
There are bigger problems than you masturbating in front of people.
Pretty soon it's no longer going to be any of my problems, so fuck it.
So this next question, I think, is...
it's a good question.
It is a good question.
We joked about it yesterday, and Adam had tweeted, like, this is the end of our podcast now.
This is what divides us.
This is gonna tear us apart. I don't think so. I think only because there's certain things in there that we haven't all experienced, so
no, that's part of it too.
So from our sweet boy Jeff, allegedly at allegedly Jeff at CGY podcast, what is the official come get your podcast game of the year? Hashtag tweet corner.
And see, the way he phrased this is why it's going to be an issue. Like, it's not just what's our opinion on what we think the game of the year is.
We have to stamp.
It's the official. The three of us have to agree on a game.
So right away, we have to take, like, God of War out of contention.
I think it should be a contender, but I haven't played it at all.
Yeah. And I've played a little bit of it, and I've enjoyed what I've played. I just haven't gotten to the point where it's like, it's not Spider-Man or Red Dead 2 for me.
We'll have a spirited debate about this next time.
Yeah.
Because the next episode comes out on New Year's Day. So what better way to do it than recapping our favorite games of 2018? So exactly. We'll have our own little CGY podcast awards.
So, sorry, Jeff, we're going to answer this later?
Possibly the biggest tease of all time since the Red Wedding. Of what happens next.
Or the Russo brothers at the Game Awards. Right.
So, you'll have to wait, as will everyone else. for episode 41, come get your podcast. That's a good one. And now is usually the time where we wrap up. But before we do, we have... Our little family here has grown a little bit.
I'm pregnant. And it's your baby, Adam.
I'm done. Goodbye.
I got to return some videotape.
No. We have a new member of our CGY podcast family team. Not an infant, nor will there ever be one. Katie has joined our team as our new social media manager. So currently we have a survey up on all our social media platforms that if you're listening and haven't taken already, we would sincerely appreciate if you could take a couple minutes out of your day and leave us some feedback. It's all anonymous, so if you want to be mean, I guess. But we won't know who it is, and we can't, you know, dox you or anything like that, Jeff.
I don't know how to dox anybody anyway, but...
Everyone should go say hi. We still have access to our social media and we'll still be posting on it, but we weren't doing it nearly enough as I think we should, and we all agreed on that. And having a dedicated person there is definitely going to make us better in that regard. So welcome, Katie. I think she will be assisted every so often by my wife, Misty. But social media scares her, I think. So this is a better fit. And thank you for listening to episode 40. You can subscribe to us on iTunes or Google Play or Podbean. You can follow us on Spotify, which, you know, I think that's the real reason Dustin got Spotify now. Say hi to our new social media manager, Katie. And I think that's about it. Unless you guys have anything else that I missed.
I think that'll do it.
Okay.
I mean, just please honestly take the survey.
It's gonna shape how we go forward from here, so it is actually important and it shouldn't take you that long. So
it's like four questions. Yeah,
it's very simple, very straightforward, and it would actually mean the world to us if you did it. So thank you in advance, and thank you, Katie, for coming up with that and joining our team. So as always, we end every episode with a shower thought from Reddit. This week's shower thought comes from user Bloomin_onions.
Love it already.
Actually, I think it's a double underscore. Anyway, Star-Lord from the Guardians of the Galaxy movies probably still thinks Santa is real. He was taken from Earth as a kid and then raised in space around aliens and crazy creatures the rest of his life. He probably assumes Santa is an alien. So, on that note, that ends episode 40 of Come Get Your Podcast. Oh,
my God.
I've been your host, Adam.
I've been Dustin.
That makes so much sense.
Oh, my God.
I hope everyone has a great holiday season. Have a great new year. And, we'll say that again next time. And we'll see you on New Year's Day. All right. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.